What's up, guys? It's your girl Haley Pro, aka The Sound Chick, here on the Mosh Pit with my lovely co-host Wes Everett, and tonight we have Chariot Arcana featured on our lovely show. So keep on listening, you know you don't want to miss out on this.
Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
So we've got Chariot Arcana sitting in with us today, and let's start from the beginning. Take us through the journey of the band. How did you guys meet and come together as Chariot Arcana?
Chariot Arcana formed from the ashes of the Prince Charming solo project. Prince Charming is the lead vocalist of Chariot Arcana, and that's me, and I wrote a lot of solo material, which was recorded by Session Musos and released a debut album, which was a demo type album called Get the Buzz. After I released that, then I formed a band with the help of our ex-bass player Adam and his girlfriend Cal. We recruited Chris George on drums and Tim Eyeline on guitar, and we gelled really well from the start. We had one change in the lineup, that was Funky Christos joining on bass. That was back in March of this year. Unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 lockdown here in Melbourne, Victoria, we haven't been able to rehearse or get together at all, so we've had to rely on just recording and communicating via Messenger to keep the band running. But that was the genesis of the band.
Nice. Is there a unique story behind your name, Chariot Arcana?
The band's name, Chariot Arcana, came about through all of us trying to find some type of wording which portrayed power and authority and might, while also retaining some kind of mysterious and occult type name. So we came up with the two words, chariot, meaning something of a vehicle, something powerful and mighty, and the name Arcana, which mainly derives from the tarot card deck, which is symbolizing a mysterious quality which ties in very well with the imagery and lyrics of the band.
We'll be right back. talk about influences. Who are your guys' main core influences on your music and style?
There are very many influences on our music in terms of bands that we like. We all share a love of metal, of the old school variety, Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest. But we also have some newer influences. Again, in metal terms, we all love Metallica and Slayer. Also, we like punk rock. Tim, the guitarist, is a big fan of the late 70s punk rock movement in the UK, where he originally comes from. So he likes bands like The Damned, Susie and the Banshees, and Bernie Torme's material. I'm a big Sex Pistols and Clash fan, and Chris on drums and Funky Christos on bass both like similar material. As the name suggests, Funky Christos is a funk rock fan. He loves the Chili Peppers, but he's also into thrash metal, death metal. Chris George, big Rush fan, Dream Theater. So as you can tell, we've got a lot of different influences shaping our music. I'm also into psychedelic rock such as Hawkwind, Porcupine Tree, Monster Magnet. So all of these influences definitely give us a wide range of material in terms of inspiration to create our own music. Having said all that, we are creating music which is distinctive, unique, and very hard to pigeonhole because we have quite a wide range of influences. I'd say that we're creating something new from all of that, and yeah, it's hard for people to say, oh, Chariot Arcana is blah genre. It's not that easy, which is good for us because we don't like pigeonholing. We don't like being tied down to one mold. And hopefully that will translate into people liking us because we're doing what we really like. We're not trying to please anyone. We're just doing our own thing.
Let's talk about where you guys go from here. What are three goals for the band?
The first goal that the band's got for next year is to release our debut album, which will be called The Royal Road. We've already recorded 7 songs, and we're going to do another 5 to include on the album. It will be available for digital download as well as a hard copy CD. And yeah, we're looking forward to seeing the end result of all our hard work in terms of putting all the songs together and recording. The next goal would be to translate all our fan base and social media followers into sales for the band to make some money from our music. Ideally, we'd be looking to become a full-time band in terms of no other professions. That would be a dream come true. And finally, we want to tour overseas. Australia is quite a small market, so we're looking to get into the United States, the UK, and Germany. We've got our eye on a few festivals and we've had quite a good reach from California, Texas, North Carolina, New York, so we would love to go over there and hook up with some cool bands and tour around.
You know, when people think of your band, what do you want to be remembered most for?
I think what me personally would like the band to be known for the most would be for us to redefine rock and metal, to create a new subgenre, if you like, and for people to look at us and to say that they created something brand new, even though they did derive their music from their influences. They came together and created a new style of music. Our guitarist has always had a passion to create a punk version of the band Rush, and the way we're progressing, I think we're well on the way to achieving that. So I'd be looking to share that kind of vision with our fans and other bands in our type of music, so that we achieve something distinctive and unique, and we didn't sell out to anyone. We just took our own brand of music and really enjoyed doing it and played excellent live gigs to really make people happy, enjoy it, and have a great time.
If you can't trust the president, if you can't trust the media, if you can't trust the lies they tell, or ride on the net, if you can't trust if you can't trust your wife, if you can't trust your family, now that ain't no way of life. If you can't trust the boys in blue, if you can't trust the government, then what is there left for you to lose? If you can't trust your priest, if you can't trust the congregation, if you can't trust in God, then you can put your trust in me. still have liberty. I still have freedom. They couldn't take that away from me. My aching heart. I still have freedom. They couldn't take that away from me.
Chariot Arcana is known to be, you know, successful advocates for mental health and other topics. What got you interested in writing music covering, you know, themes such as depression, addiction, and others?
Myself, as the lyric writer and vocalist, I've always been interested in what makes up human beings in terms of the mind and the spirit. So it was a logical progression for me to address areas such as mental health and human potential in my lyrics. I feel that rock and metal has become a bit formulaic and predictable in terms of the subject matter. So I feel that we've got something to offer the metal world in terms of a new type of approach to lyric writing. We're also keen on social justice issues and looking after this planet. So occasionally we would get political in our stances. In terms of mental health, I've read quite a bit about it and studied different areas of mental health, and one of my big passions is getting people to have a better mental health without having to rely on pharmaceuticals, which I feel are a trap, and there's a lot of vested interests in that industry who make money out of creating so-called disorders. And yeah, that features quite a bit in my lyric writing in terms of who is controlling this planet, in terms of trying to control the masses. And pharmaceuticals is like a predominant area in that whole situation. So I feel strongly about raising awareness of what's going on. And I feel like in terms of mental health, there are a lot of answers to people having mental illness that don't rely on drugs or pharmaceuticals or established treatments, which I have some disagreement with. So that would sort of sum up my own personal views on that subject. I can't speak for the other band members, but we definitely do want to see a saner world, and hopefully our music and lyrics will inspire people to be more aware of what's going on.
You know, one of your many tracks, Morningstar, actually covers a significant theme in it that isn't really talked about openly amongst, you know, a community. Can you take us through the process of working on this particular song?
The song Morning Star was my own take on the situation in West Papua. a friend of mine was actually born there, and he drew my attention to the plight of the indigenous people there. And the fact that that country is only 250 kilometres from the top of Australia. I'm not sure if your listeners are aware of this, but Papua New Guinea is divided into two countries. You've got Papua New Guinea on one side and West Papua on the other side, which was taken over illegally by Indonesian forces back in the 1960s. There was a so-called vote that people had to take if they wanted to be independent, but they were forced at gunpoint to say they wanted Indonesia to run the country. So blatant human rights abuses there, which have been going on ever since, and the Indonesian government wants to take all the resources. There's a lot of gold there, a lot of oil and other rich resources which Indonesia have basically stolen off the local people. So it's quite a sad and horrific situation that does need to be addressed. And if you've seen the video for that song, you'll get some idea of what some of the consequences of those Indonesian actions have been. In terms of the music, this was created by myself, and I had session musicians play on the song. It also features Marty Friedman, ex Megadeth, on lead guitar. He created some guitar loops, so I've been able to use one of those on the song, and I think it fits in very well. So there's quite a few different inspirations in terms of music on it, but it's a very powerful riffage and good solo work too. I had the producer Mike Trebetskov play on it as well. He produced the song too. This song was recorded before Chariot Arcana, the current lineup, formed. So we do play it live, so it's got a new version, if you like. It was originally a heavily down-tuned song, but Tim, the guitarist, has created his own version of it, which works really well live. And hopefully you'll all get to hear it.
What did Morning Star mean to the band, and what do you want your fans to take away from it?
Morning Star is quite a powerful meaning, especially to me, as I wrote it and wrote the lyrics to it. The other band members love playing it, so it's become a favourite of theirs to play. We've performed twice so far. We would have liked to do more gigs, but we've been restricted in our movements by the coronavirus lockdown here in Australia. In terms of what we want people to take away from hearing Morning Star, I think mainly we want people to just to enjoy the music, but if they care to look through the lyrics and be informed and educated, then that would be a bonus. But we're not the sort of band who's going to force feed everyone politics and social issues, but we feel like it's important enough to write about it, and it's great if people do take it to heart and become more aware. So that's how we'd like people to view Morningstar.
Excuse me, son, can I ask you a question? You see, my race is run. Will you hear my confession? Well, my luck's bone dry. Lost my job, house, and marriage. What I need right now, just a glass of courage. Straight up, that's all I'm asking you for. Straight up, till I'm feeling no sorrow. Straight up, all I'm asking you for. Straight up, fill me today, you can bill me tomorrow. Oh, I've fallen before, you can help me recover. Just a shot of confidence to make it through another. Now she's looking so fine, I ain't looking for trouble. I just know she'll be mine. Oh, hell, make that a double. Straight up, come on, give me one more.
Songs you guys have released, which one is your favorite to always recommend that others listen to?
Out of all the songs that we do, I would say that the song called White Sugar would be the band's favorite song, because it's not just a heavy song, but it's also got a very funky groove to it, and it's a song that we usually finish our gigs with. And the band members have a lot of fun playing it, and they're always throwing in something different. So it's a bit of a jam song, which we love doing. And as the writer of the song, I love to hear it being interpreted differently, and it gives me a great thrill to to hear something new that really works well. And it's just such a great tune in terms of people getting into it. It's got a few sort of dancey parts to it, but it's also got some heavier parts to bang your head to it. So I'd encourage people to check out our song White Sugar, which is on our website. It's also on our Bandcamp site. And hopefully you'll get to listen to it and see what I mean.
You know, we're amidst a pandemic right now. Do you find it's easier to work together as a band to write new songs together, given the time that we're in?
Because of the restrictions we've got here in Australia, especially in our state of Victoria, at the moment we're in a stage 4 lockdown, which means there's a curfew. We're not allowed to go out after 8 o'clock. We're not allowed to congregate with any other people. We're basically stuck in our houses at the moment. Either we go to work or at home. There's no mixing with other people. So in terms of rehearsing together or going out together or playing live together, it's impossible at the moment, which is very frustrating. But luckily, with the technology we've got at the moment, we're able to concentrate on recording songs. We've just done a couple of new ones which sound awesome. Really happy with them. And so that's a silver lining out of the whole situation. Obviously, it would be better to be together physically in a studio or rehearsal space to go over songs, but we're making do with what we've got at the moment. And surprisingly, we're all being very productive despite the restrictions, so we're very happy with the progress of the band. And when we get back together finally into the rehearsals, we're going to have a few more songs we're going to be able to do. So I've certainly not gotten depressed or downhearted about it. I've stayed positive and upbeat about it. And the other guys are the same. We're just biding our time before we get back into playing together. And yeah, we're hopeful that the next few songs are going to really make people stand up and take notice.
When tours and gigs start to open back up, what do you guys plan on doing as far as a tour or even just small local gigs? What do you guys got planned?
In terms of future tours or gigs, we're definitely keen to get out to other cities in Australia. We've had some interest from Sydney and from Adelaide and Newcastle, which is just north of Sydney. These are probably the closest main cities to Melbourne, where I live. There's also the island of Tasmania, where I'm originally from. I'm sure we could get some good gigs down there if we decide to go down there. As I mentioned earlier, because Australia's got a very small population, it's only like 20 million, which is compared to the US or the UK or Europe, it's very small. So we're all planning to go to the USA, England, Germany in about a year's time. And we're currently just trying to network and establish contacts to be able to achieve that. So hopefully we'll be able to hear from all you guys out there and tell us about your local scene. So hit us up on social media and tell us where you're from, and we'd love to come out and play for you.
Here's a fun one for you guys. Which one of you is most likely to get injured on stage while playing a live show?
It's a bit early to say who's going to get hurt on stage or who's likely to get hurt on stage the most. I would say I myself would be the favorite to get that done because I'm jumping around, headbanging, and moving around quite a bit. So I would say me, but having said that, Funky Christos is very active too, and he really punishes his bass guitar with his hands, so he's probably going to shred his fingers one of these days, the way he plays. Tim's also quite active on stage. He likes to go walkabouts with his guitar on occasion. The Thunderbolt, Chris George on drums. I don't think he's likely to hurt himself unless he has some major accident with a drumstick. So, yeah, there you go. Singer, most likely, followed by bass player, followed by guitarist, followed by...
Take it.
What's the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice that I've ever received was actually something that I heard on the radio from an Australian football player who played for a long time. He's been very successful and he has achieved a lot. And he said that what he gets most out of football is the ability to be driven and passionate, but also to enjoy every moment. So that's a key concept for me as a musician, to be able to be very driven, to really get stuck into achieving, but also don't forget to enjoy yourself in each moment.
What is the craziest thing you've done in the name of music?
The craziest thing I've ever done in the name of music would have been in my younger days. I actually gaffer taped my head to a Marshall cabinet, and while my friend was playing his Fender Stratocaster through the Marshall, I was smoking a bong. There you go. Don't try that at home, kiddies.